Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez, the greatest blues singer of her generation. That is how music critics and fans have described our next guest. Shamika Copeland has become a powerhouse in blues, soul, and Americana universe. She's earned both awards and devoted fans with her commanding stage presence, a powerful yet soulful voice, and fearlessness in addressing some of our country's greatest social issues through music. Shamika has performed at the White House and in front of the United Nations General Assembly. This week, however, she and her band will be making a stop at the Auburn State Theater to perform songs from their latest album, Done Come Too Far.
The past is past. To move ahead, let's start with the healing. Listen to this voice, strong and loud. We're all by knees. See us standing proud. Gonna keep on moving on without any fear. We ain't reached the top, but we can see it from here.
And Shamika Copeland joins us now ahead of her performance in the Foothills this Thursday. Shamika, welcome to Insight. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What a treat. So you're currently on tour. You're going to be in Auburn on Thursday. How is it going so far, the tour?
Oh, it's going really well. We've been having such a great time. So I'm excited to be doing a couple West Coast gigs.
Yeah. Given that you released your first album, Turn Up the Heat, in 1998, when you reflect on your career, 2 decades, 9 albums, 15 Blues Music Awards, and 5 Grammy nominations later, how do you take all that in? What stands out to you?
You know, I'm just grateful that I'm able to do what I love. I think that's just a real true blessing. So I'm very happy about that.
Your father is renowned blues singer and guitarist Johnny Copeland, was immensely influential nurturing your career in music, bringing you onto the stage as young as 8 years old. And by 16, you were his opening act. He passed away in 97. But in what ways is your father still with you and influencing the music that you do today?
Oh, he's with me in every way. In fact, today would have been his 86th birthday. So, he's with me. He's with me. I feel like I got 2 powerful angels watching over me. I lost my mom on the day this record came out, August 19th of last year. And they're both with me. They're both with me. Yeah.
Your latest album, as you mentioned, was Done Come Too Far, released in August. How do you describe it to listeners?
You know, I feel like it's my entire personality. All my records are that way, but this one has the broad range of Shamika Copeland from, you know, the very serious to the very funny. It's just a little bit of everything. And I really enjoyed making this record.
This follows a Grammy-nominated album, Uncivil War, which you released in 2020. Is it similar or different to your previous album?
They're all very different, but similar. I don't know how to explain. You have to listen to all 3 of them, right? Because it started for my entire career. I've been making albums that say something. You know, if I'm not talking about social injustice or date rape or religious hypocrites, after I had my little guy, who's 6 now, after I had him, everything kind of changed for me in the sense that, you know, you kind of turn into Mother Teresa because you want to make the world a better place for these little people to be in. And I did an album called America's Child. So on it, I did We Ain't Got Time for Hate. And then I feel like things just got worse in the world, right? So I ended up doing Uncivil War. And then, oh my goodness, it's just things got even worse. you know, you think you can have a departure, but no, there was so many more things to say. I did Uncivil War, and I just said, okay, well, I guess we got to keep on going with this. And that's why we did Done Come Too Far.
We're going to listen to a track from the new album. This is Too Far to Be Gone, featuring Sonny Landreth on guitar.
A small thing like a seat on a bus changed life for the rest of us. A tiny woman that you never met put us on the road, but we ain't there yet. A brave soul is long gone, but a spirit's marching on. We done come too far to be gone. Come too far to be gone. If you think we're stopping, you got it wrong. We come too far to be gone. It's God's love on the line. Now we're miles from our first steps, about as tired as you can get. But as sure as day turns night, we'll keep moving till we make it right. We done come too far to be gone. Come too far to be gone.
I imagine no one is in their seats during your performances, Shamika.
People have a real good time. I think we get some folks getting up dancing all the time, and that makes me happy because I can't dance, so I really love to see other people doing it.
you take it in, you know, but you have a powerhouse voice, and you're also backed by such a talented band. What can you tell us about them?
Oh gosh, well, I've had my guys for, in April we'll make 25 years I've been with Arthur Nielsen. That's my guitar player. 19 years, my bass player, Kevin Jenkins. 14 years, my other guitarist, Willie Scanlon. And my drummer, Robin Gould, 10 years. So we have so much fun, and we just really love what we do. And we have a ball.
I can definitely hear that. We're actually going to continue the ball. We're going to take a listen to another song on the album. This one is called Gullah Geechee. Tell us more about this one before we play a little bit of it.
So I did a song called Clotilda's on Fire, and that was about the descendants from the Clotilda down off the coast of Alabama. And so I really just love educational songs. Our country's so rich in culture. We have so many amazing just little pockets in this country where there's a lot of wonderful just amazing history. And so that's why I wanted to do this one about the Gullah people in South Carolina.
Day we robbed, we jumped a broom, me and my man in that dusty room. Side by side, can't see to can't see, till 1 week later they took him from me. Chains shook as they dragged him away. All my dreams died that day. Gullah, Gullah Geechee, from across the sea. Gullah, Gullah Geechee, still trying to be free. Snap of the whip out at Hush Harbor, sun red for down. Everybody praying, our lips to the ground. Give us the strength to last one more day. And we hear you call, still away, still away. Gullah, Gullah Geechee.
I gotta say, that one is probably my favorite song. It's so rich and soulful, and it's just wonderful. You talk about the history of this song. You're also going to be performing at Auburn State Theater, which has also been a cultural hub in the Sierra foothills for 90 years. It also has a rich history. When you perform in venues like this, do you feel that history on stage?
I do. I mean, I think that every place has its own particular feeling. And yeah, I mean, you get it. You can get it. You can feel it when you're up there.
So that one was my favorite, but we're going to end with another song, which is our producer Nick Dobus's favorite from your new album. And this one is Nobody But You.
Okay.
Who can I depend on after all said and done? Who can I call and know they gonna run? Nobody but you. Nobody but you. Make me love you like I do. Only you hold a little piece of my heart.
What a treat, Shamika. Thank you so much for making the time to join us ahead of your performance in Auburn later this week.
Thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to seeing everybody out. It's my first time playing at these places, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, people will be moving around and be feeling great by the time the show ends. I can assure you of that. Shamika Copeland is an award-winning blues, soul, and Americana singer. She's going to be performing this Thursday at the Auburn State Theater. You can find more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobus and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Venata. Insight's technical director and engineer is Mark Jones. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Monday. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.